This is Alicia Ruverall of the Southern Oral History Program, and this is a continuation of my interview with Jose Armando Carballal. This is tape number 52499AC.2, continuing from tape number 52499AC.1. Today's date is May 24th, 1999. We're in Durham, North Carolina, and this is for the New Immigrants Project, which is part of Listening for a Change.
Okay, the new tape. So we were talking about the work you do with organizing some of the workers here and working with USW. What does that stand for?
USW means United Food and Commercial
Workers. Oh, UFW. Okay, yeah. I thought you...
UFCW.
Yeah.
United Food and Commercial Workers.
Yeah. I said USW. UFCW. Yeah.
But not here in Endurance, in another county, in a hub county. Uh-huh. We do, because they have a union there. Uh-huh. And this,
I
do.
Which county is it?
In the Hope County. Hope County, yeah. And this is I do with the union, but in the board members in NCOSH, we have I think we have 7 or 8 union activists, and they are a member of the boards of the NCOSH. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of activists or union organizers who are involved, yeah. And how did you end up getting involved with CASA? How did you meet Luis the first time? And you know, because it's interesting to me how everybody's kind of come together to work with that organization.
I met Luis in in December of '96 in a Hispanic center.
Uh-huh.
I come in that meeting when they talking about. Because several assaults.
About the crime, the meetings that were happening about crime.
Yes, in the Hispanic Center.
Yeah.
I remember the son of police officer out there in the meeting.
Yeah.
And after this, after this meeting, the people decide, the group decide to go to the, to talk with the city council.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to go at this meeting, but I can't because the kind of job I have here is not giving me a chance. But the problem is, after this meeting, the people is coming with the city council. They leave some people talk about the situation, but the city council, they say, yes, we're going to do it, but they don't do nothing. That's, and as we're talking with Luis by the phone, personally, and he told me, well, it's necessary to... He sent me the letter to invite it to the meeting and his house. Well, and I said, well, because we're talking before the idea to create another organization, because we say, well, I think the Hispanic Center is not enough here in Durham, because we have several Latino people. We need to another organization to do something like that. And this is the reason I come into Luis' house and they present the idea. And I say, well, let's do it.
And, yeah.
We have a meeting for several months in his house to plan it. And after on May 97, we come in the Foro del Pueblo. It's organized by the Pueblo Inc. And that's what we start to speak with the people and say we are in the process to build the Latino organization.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. So then you've really been in on CASA from the ground floor.
Yeah,
so
Luis and me.
Yeah.
And another guy, but he's still doing about 3 months with us, and after he left, he said, I don't have time.
And how do you describe CASA's work as opposed to El Centro's work?
I think we have a difference, because El Centro, he working. The people is coming to the Hispanic Center to get the help and
sort of
anything
service.
Yeah. And I think we try to do leadership development and grassroots to try to train it to the people how they can solve the problem if they have a problem. They solve the problem together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which not only to just come and we're going to help you, but it's important is the people can learn how can resolve the problem and that group of people in the community.
Yeah. So then there is a lot of effort then to try to do more development of leadership, it sounds like. How do you go about developing that kind of leadership?
Well, I remember on our first meeting we have with the people in our neighborhood, we come and we walk in the neighborhood with the flyer and say, we are here, we have a certain problem in this neighborhood, we identify the problem, and we planning to have a next week, we try to come here to talk with the people. And this way we make this first meeting in Trinity Avenue with some people. And now it's Geary Street. This is the street I live.
Geary Street?
Geary Street. I live in Geary Street. And because a few, maybe a few days ago, one Latino family, they suffer a assault. One Saturday at 11 o'clock, two young guys coming to assault with the gun.
Assault?
Really?
Wow.
In the meantime, the husband, Latino guy, he finds against the guy because they coming with the gun. And he say, I want your money. And another guy, he's still in the living room, try to take care to the woman, the wife of the Latino guy. And another guy is going inside to the to the bedroom because he say, where do you have the money? Because they say, yes, I have only $30 or $40. That's what I have. And he's still looking more money. But finally, these people, they gone, but they shooting. They try to get her, this guy, but they no get. And also, this is a reason we make meeting in the neighborhood. Several people is coming, and including the TV is coming. I don't know who say about the police department coming, and then we say.
You know, I've heard different accounts of that whole story about that meeting. You know, the newspaper talked about how other people tried to come to that meeting and they were told that it was Hispanics only, and yet, you know, there's just press that came out of it.
Oh, well, I don't know what is exactly because we make another meeting too, because we're doing one is now in Rochelle Minor here for Holloway Street. They call La Maldita Vecindad the huge complex apartment. And we do several meeting to try to solve it when the people.
Yeah. Well, the press wrote.
Yeah.
I thought funny. You kind of. I mean, if what's wrong with Latinos getting together to try to solve their own problems? You know what I'm saying? It's like that got presented in a way that was controversial.
And you know what happened? After the meeting, about months ago, we was having another meeting in the Rochelle Minor. It's a big, huge people. And this woman, this guy, Saul, she come into the meeting. When we are in the meeting, the young man is coming, walk. He coming just to watch us. And the woman say, hey, this is the guy. He assault me in the home. And we call the police, and the police is coming and take the guys. It's really very young guys.
Mm-hmm.
They
Yeah.
But there are, how to say? I don't know what to say in English. He's, I don't know, he's 17 years old.
Yeah, pretty young. Yeah, teenager.
Just teenager.
Yeah, teenager, yeah.
They can take many times, yeah. Yes, stay. Yeah. I think it's one, few hours and after day, yeah. The guy gone.
Yeah, wow. So, and you know, I interviewed someone from the police department actually on the project and talked a little bit about this issue of, you know, the Latino community. And they say they're making efforts to try to get, you know, Spanish office, Latino officers and Spanish speaking. And what's your sense of what the, what is or isn't being done?
This is between you and me.
Oh, should I, do I need to turn off the tape recorder if it's between you and me?
Well, or, whatever
you
want.
Okay.
I don't think they make a really effort to hire.
Yeah.
Because they go, if they want to hire, they have to increase the salary. They have to look at the people out of the state. Because when I have most time to spend here in North Carolina, why are they going to find? This, they had, when I say they had to increase, because if they want to bring some, for example, from Florida or New York, the people can move from there. If they go there, they fight. Because we have a lot of people, bilingual people, because they was born there, and they grew up there.
Right.
So, but if they want to go move to here, they need incentive.
Yeah, so that they'd have to hire someone from out of state, and it's more expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they say, we're looking. That's true. They put, if you go many Latino, even around here, they put the paper, say, we're looking for the officer or something.
Yeah.
But how long is this? Because we was having a meeting with city manager, this about year and a half, and they no hire them.
So there's not
one officer.
Yeah.
I don't think they really want to hire.
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding is an expression. You know, it's what you do, what gets accomplished.
Yeah.
So we were talking about your work. This meeting is what helped to give rise to CASA. So your work with CASA then is similar to what you're doing here at NCOSH, but more hands-on. How would you describe your work with CASA?
Well, as no, we have some difference because.
Mm-hmm.
Some different, but they're very similar because the problem, who is the people with the problem in the community? Latino people. And they are workers too. The issues are related. But only the difference is because sometimes I'm going to visit the neighborhood Latino to make reach out and try to help the people. But I don't spend much time on that because sometimes I'm really, really busy here. Because we have people to come in here at the office with this problem. And to the part of the job I do with the cautious to do something together with another organization. And right now I participate with the flock boycott against Mount Ali.
Right,
yes.
Right.
And part of the committee, they organized the march here in March. Yeah.
Have you been involved in both of those?
Yeah.
Through CASA or through
For
here?
NCOSH.
NCOSH, yeah.
And actually, last week on Wednesday, we are in a NOAA conference. You know what I mean, NOAA?
NOAA.
NOAA is a National Organizer Alliance. This is a group bring. They make a conference every 2 years, and they bring a lot of Latino organizations and non-Latino. And a huge conference about. 500 people there.
Wow, where was it? Where did that take place?
In Black Mountain.
It was.
Yeah.
Wow, great.
It finished yesterday.
Huh.
And we make a march of protest in Asheville, in downtown Asheville.
Did you?
On
great.
Thursday.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's great.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're getting good work done.
Yeah.
You're probably tired. Speaking of which, we should probably wrap this soon. What time is it?
Yeah, 7.
7, okay.
7. Past 9 minutes.
9 minutes past 7.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to add about, I guess, you know, to come back to this thing of maybe to close out, you could say something about how...
Do you plan to do the books like that or something?
Well, we might, yeah. I'll talk with you more about that when I shut off the tape. Maybe we could close by talking a little bit about your how you feel about having emigrated to the States, about coming here, and how you maintain your connection to your home country. Are you an American now? Are you a Honduran American? Are you Honduran in your own thinking?
How I am Honduran.
You were a Honduran.
Yeah, but I'm happy to here in this state because I think. We have a more opportunity here in this state, and then right now we have a really opportunity to do something to change the situation in the future, because it's good to me when I hear this Latin organization doing something or yes, Latin organization is coming up. Because there's several jobs we need to do to prevent this situation that's happening in California or another state. Because I think it's a really, I can't understand, or it's possible I understand because the people here's this country, if maybe when they have a fat feelings against us, because majority of the Latino people is coming to look in the job, and we're working. It's very, very less if you can find some people, Latino, to involve or crimes or vice, but a majority coming to work, and we contribute to the battle of this country or this.
What was the last
contribute?
One?
We
yeah. You're contributing to develop this country.
Yes. You have a very clear example: Florida, California, New York. How we can help our world? We can help to the state grow up.
So that Latinos are helping to develop the state is what you're saying. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, I think that's something that's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can see.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's part of the new phase of North Carolina. It's
yeah,
a new era.
Yeah. Unity. Well, I think it's in a few years the part is good, or maybe the part is sad, because because the first time I was in Asheville, North Carolina, it's really beautiful mountain they have, but with the grow up, with the develop, many of this part, the beautiful part of North Carolina, we're going to lose.
Mm-hmm. It's getting developed, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So there's the costs of development.
You're right.
That's true.
That's true.
Is there anything more you want to add, or should we go ahead and close our interview? Is there anything we haven't covered about your experience emigrating to North Carolina, to Durham, that you think is important that we've left out?
I think this is only I want to say that we live here in North Carolina. It's a very particular city in North Carolina, Durham.
Durham.
We have many different things. If we have a problem with the crime, but we have an opportunity to do the jobs to prevent this situation. And I think it's the challenge is to work together in the community.
There's opportunity in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
that's good.
All, no matter where your group, any group of white, African American, Latino, Asian, wherever.
It's part of what makes it a great place to be.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's because city, Durham is a small city, but I'm really surprised because the different...
Yeah, it's diverse.
Diverse people you can find.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Well, great. I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, great. And is Jose Armando?
Jose Armando.
Is your official, your given name?
Yeah, but in my family, everybody just call me Armando. Armando.
Okay.
If somebody call me Jose, maybe I guess.
Okay, I'm going to close this down. This is Alicia Ruverol with the Southern Oral History Program and Armando Caballal, and we're here at the NCOSH office, which is actually, I had said before on tape, it was Guess Road, and it's actually Broad Street we're on. We've just finished our interview for the project. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.